Pensions dominated much of last year's general election here, and it has returned to focus again as the government says it is considering the different options laid out in a recent report from the Pensions Commission. More people are retiring than experts believe the state pension pot can afford, and with a government faced with raising the pension age, cutting pension payments or increasing taxes to find an answer, the entire issue is quickly becoming a political football again. Fiacre O'Kioni reports.
It's match day in Glasnevin in Dublin for the local walking football team. The sport is designed to help people stay active in older age. But today, there's a bigger game on players' minds.
I think everyone is entitled to a pension at 65. You know, I've been working since I'm 16, and that's I've paid in, so I think when I get to that stage, I should get it, and it shouldn't be taken away and pushed back up to 68 and 70 or whatever. What's going on?
Derek Reid is a walking football team player and local secondary school teacher in his 50s. He says the pensions debate is the real match day issue everyone is talking about.
A lot of people are renting now, and they're going to be renting into their 50s, into their 60s and into their 70s. And all of a sudden when you retire and you don't have that little safety net, what are you going to do? And that will fall back on the government then probably to pay even more money out.
Derek's teammates agree. They include 58-year-old Beaumont-based Clerk of Works, Aidan McWeeney, and 60-year-old Finglas-based Drug Treatment Officer, Bridie Flood.
You just don't know what's going to be there. I am coming up to pension time. Myself now, I had to do my own pension. I had to do a private pension. There's no pension in my employment. I'd probably left a bit late putting in the majority of your money. And then you're told you can't retire to a certain age. So when do you get a chance to actually retire and enjoy what you've put into your pension?
We need to get back to basics, bring it back to where it was. Down the road it will affect me, they're pushing out extra years. They're only trying to make amends for what they haven't done in the past. It's funny, we're at a football game here today and they keep on moving the goalposts. So it is confusing everybody.
Moving the pension's goalposts might be confusing, but experts say either we make the changes now or the country will lose the game.
We spent more on pensions last year than we did on pandemic unemployment payments. That just gives an impression of the sheer expenditure the state incurs every year on providing benefits for our older citizens.
Brian Keegan is a tax expert and Director of Public Policy for the Chartered Accountants of Ireland.
Every year we have an increasing number of people claiming pensions, but the number of people who are in a position to pay the taxes and the PRSI to pay for those pensions is not increasing at the same rate. Now, a lot of those problems could be sorted if more people provided privately for pension funding, but only 40% of the total wage-earning population are actually making separate private pension provision. It's very, very difficult for younger people to contemplate what happens when they retire.
Encouraging younger people to start private pensions would help, but it's easier said than done. James Dorley is Executive Director of the National Youth Council of Ireland.
It is advisable that young people do take one out, and obviously it makes sense to start as early as possible. But you're right, young people don't. They have other more immediate costs. The cost of housing in Ireland can be low salaries, low wages. About 40% of those on the minimum wage are young people. So young people just actually don't have the disposable income available to actually invest in a private pension.
It all means the government's only realistic way of solving the growing crisis is by choosing from a small number of options, none of which will avoid criticism. Here's Brian Keegan again.
Pensions are an emotive issue, but fundamentally it's a matter of government managing its expenditure. One solution would be to increase the PRSI rates. Another solution, which is never ever going to be on the table, is actually reducing the amount of the pensions benefit itself. Or then we could simply reduce the number of people in the position to claim the pensions by increasing the pensions age.
With political parties at odds over what to do next, the future is unclear. Sunday Times columnist Justine McCarthy says it means the pensions issue is here to stay.
The longer it's left unresolved, the bigger the problem is going to get. While this is a huge issue for the body politic, in a way it's a bigger issue for individual people. And if there is a mantra in the whole pensions area, it is prepare, prepare and prepare. But individuals are not being allowed to do that because they're trying to prepare without knowing what the future is.
Back on the football pitch in Glasnevin, Aidan, Bridie and Derek have their own views on how the pensions game should play out.
I personally think they should leave it as it is. That's it. It's been there for years. Everyone knows about it. There's no need to mess around with what works.
They're saying there's no money there. It has to be fair across the board. You can't have people in government going in 3 or 2, getting a pension, and you have other people that's working all their lives, and there's no pension attached, you know?
We need a flexible approach to the pension, and to be fair to everybody, and stop moving the goalposts all the time. Bring it back to basics.
That's Aidan McQueenie from Beaumont, ending Fiacra O'Kioney's report.